In 1744, the 5th of December, I think 'twas no more, at 5 in the morning, by most of the clocks, we rode from Kilroodry in search of a fox. The Lachlan's town landlord, the brave Owen Bray, and Johnny Adair too were with us that day. Joe Devil, Hal Preston, those hunters so stout, Dick Holmes, some few others, and so we set out. 9:10 was the time of the day, when Reynard broke cover, and this was his way. As strong from Killeager as if he could fear none, away he brushed round by the house of Kiltiernan. To Carrig Mines thence, and to Cherrywood then, steep Shankill he climbed, and to Ballymanglen. Bray Common he crossed, leaped Lord Anglesey's wall, and seemed to say, "Little I care for you all." To Malpas High Hill was the way that he flew, at Dorky Stone Common we had him in view. He drove on by Bullock through Shrub Glen Negeary, and so on to Monkstown where Larry grew weary. Through Roaches Town Wood like an arrow he passed, and came to the steep hill of Dorky at last. There gallantly plunged himself into the sea, and said in his heart, "None can now follow me." But soon to his cost he perceived that no bounds could stop the pursuit of the staunch mettled hounds. His policy here did not serve him a rush, 5 couple of Tartars were here at his brush. To recover the shore then again was his drift, but ere he could reach to the top of the clift, he found both of speed and of daring alack, being waylaid and killed by the rest of the pack. At his death there were present the lads I have sung, save Larry, who riding a garron was flung. Thus ended at length a most delicate chase that held us for 5 hours and 10 minutes space.